B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Easy Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have an itch in my ear.
Really?
Very weird.
It is weird.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Love you. Jeez. Here it is. Only a Tuesday. Gosh, was Monday 72 hours or
oh
what?
Oh, my God. Amen.
Do you feel that way, too?
Amen, sister.
Oh, my gosh. Just, Roy?
Oh, yeah, I felt, yes.
Monday just dragged. And we get it. You're here Monday.
I don't even know what I did yesterday, quite honestly. It just took forever.
Gosh, I have a list of things.
Do you have 30 seconds to tell us what you did yesterday, Roy?
Sure.
Yeah, give us your day in 30 seconds.
I'm now a broker.
Yay.
A real estate broker.
Congratulations.
We're so proud of you, buddy.
No, I will say there was this moment.
No, don't leave us.
Good gosh, no. No, I really like Mani's term. It's a passion project. We don't get paid well in radio. We got to have side hustles. But no, I was at the testing center. And if you can imagine a testing center, you walk in and there's all these different pods with a computer that you have to sit at. And it's all quiet. And you're in a room with maybe like 20, 25 people. And the crappy part about real estate tests is that at the very end, they give you your score of whether you passed or failed.
Oh, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
You don't walk into another room.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like someone who hands you an envelope. You open it and find out whether you're...
That would be fun.
Right? It'd be like a game show at that point.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
But it tells you right on the screen. And so I'm kind of slower at tests. I'm not very good at test taking. It's been...
You have a certain time you have to take it in?
Yep. It's all timed. And you have a clock in the corner of the screen counting down. And that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, about five people finished before me. And three of them started crying. And it wasn't the good cry.
Wasn't
the tears of excitement. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, you know, a little halfway done and I hear that.
Nothing like piling on the pressure.
And I'm like, oh, this test is so hard. I'm going to fail.
Meanwhile, your clock is like tick, tick.
Oh, it wrecked my nerves.
And then you didn't, but you don't want to celebrate because you know other people are failing.
Right. Yeah. It's like a weird, I don't like how they.
I think you should be the guy that's like, yes.
Like, walk out. That's the easiest thing I took in my life. It's practically 1+1.
Oh, my God.
So what's a broker, like, you already passed your real estate exam, so what's the broker exam?
Yeah, what's the next step?
I was, I had to take a school, you had to pass education, you had to go to real estate school. I passed that.
Yeah.
And then you had to take national, and then you had to take the states.
Oh.
And so I passed both of those.
Wow.
So what's next?
I'm done. I'm a broker. You wanted me to sell your house?
You're a licensed broker.
I'm a licensed broker.
Are you a free agent now? Should Keller Williams and Coldwell Banker and... Sotheby's all be
knocking,
fighting
they,
for
they've
you.
They've been knocking on my door.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been doing that. But I've already picked one.
Do you want to say?
Not real. I'm not really.
No?
No, I mean, you'll see it.
Are you getting your head shot?
No, I already have head shots.
I can't
wait to see your
card.
I think that would be funny.
I do want to do like a funny marketing campaign to make fun of all real estate agents who do that.
By the way, if you're just joining us, maybe you switched over from our sister station, V101. The guy is now entering the studio, so Steve Harvey should be coming on at any moment. I just saw him running in.
He's running a bit behind.
I just saw him running
Steve
in at 6:10.
Steve Harvey's a little slow. Yeah, that's good.
All right, cool. Loren, what was your day like in 30 seconds?
We're still doing bathroom renovations on our new house, and our like handyman who is putting the sink back in. Thanks.
By the way, this is Loren's new bougie music for her Chateau de Loren.
All right.
What happened over there at the big castle?
He kept going to like Home Depot or Lowe's and coming back with the wrong part, but he took the dang part that he needed with him. I was like, you have it with you. How do you come back with the wrong thing?
Oh.
Twice.
You know, you get into those places and all of a sudden you look around and go, hey, you like that music, Roy? Lorenz bougie music? This is rich music.
I know. And she's complaining about one of her employees.
It's not like I can be counting on my own.
Harold! You've gone to Home Depot not once, but twice. And you've come back with the wrong piece both times.
You do it again, you're fired!
No, I will fire you off the Chateau de Lorraine. Now let's go have wine. Quiet!
I don't know, but somebody better give me a sign that says Chateau de Lorraine.
Oh, we will. We will. I guess my
and
day...
And Dallas, in small quotations.
Chateau de Lorraine, ... and Dallas.
Yeah.
I guess my day in 30 seconds is nowhere near as entertaining. I mean, I just hate that I have to be... Now, I understand that when you have kids, you sign up to be a parent. And a lot of people listening might be in the same spot as me, where, like, you don't want to always be the disciplinarian.
Oh, tell me about it. And, I'm always the disciplinarian in my house.
My son Dean, just at bedtime, is just a bear. It's so unlike him to be giving us issues. So last night I had to fall asleep in his bed, which is the first time I've ever done that, to get him to stay in his room to fall asleep. And so, you know, I'm like, Amanda's like, what are we going to do? You know, yeah, I've yelled at him. I've told him he's got to stay in his room. We put little locks on his doors. He now knows how to take those off. And it's just like, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, you're not alone. There's other parents out there that are in the same boat as you, in the same predicament. And I'm like, man. Meanwhile, Roy is riding high in South End with Nicole, just partying. And I'm stuck in Waxhaw being a parent.
It's not always easy.
No, it's not. That's for sure. That was my PSA of the day. If you're a parent, you're not alone. We're all trying to figure this thing out. There's no book. And if there is, I haven't read it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Nicole was telling us something yesterday that Uber's got a new quiet mode feature.
Oh, and I used it. Yes, I saw it.
What is that?
So over the weekend when I used Uber, once you request the driver and he's coming to you and all that other stuff, there's a feature that says quiet. You can request the driver to be quiet, and then you can also request the driver to use heat or AC.
Are you serious?
Oh, really?
Yes.
On the app, before you get picked up, you say, hey, not feeling it, don't want to talk, they read that.
Yes, and I used the quiet feature.
Okay, so they didn't even say hello?
No, they said hi, but it was quiet for the rest of the ride.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sometimes it is, you know?
Real question. Can I use quiet mode on my husband?
Sure.
Like,
he's got to get the memo.
My husband gets into an Uber and is... I mean, he hasn't said three words to me all day, but he gets in an Uber and he is chatty Cathy. He knows everyone's life story by the time he gets out. And they know ours.
Maybe that's just his way of trying to...
It is. He's just so charismatic. He loves talking to people.
Yeah, and get through the ride, too, because there is... I'm sorry. Bless all you Uber drivers out there. I know there's a lot of them that listen to the show, but it is very odd that we're getting into your vehicle and you're driving us somewhere in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be uncomfortable. And especially, especially if then they tell me that they don't listen to radio and they do Spotify, because then I got to be like a politician and work them over for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. I think awkward conversation is even more awkward. If I'm not feeling the conversation, just let me sit on Instagram back here. I'm good.
I like that the Uber drivers talk so much that they had to come up with a way to shut them up. You know? Right?
Yeah.
And they went back to the headquarters out there in San Francisco and they said, hey.
It probably fixes a lot of issues. You know, when I was down in Charleston, South Carolina, and I get it, I'm in the South, we're in the Carolinas, but, you know, my boyfriend, and I'm from the South, but my boyfriend Sterling's from New Jersey. And so he's not very used to some Southern things. He's just not used to it. Bless his heart. Mm-hmm. But we were in the car, and the guy pulled out, some knives, because he had some really cool knives. Meanwhile, Sterling's freaking out because the Uber driver just pulled a knife out. And I'm like, well, you know, it's like, you know, it's our version of a cool, you know what I'm saying? In the South, it's not that big of a deal. But to Sterling, a driver just pulled a knife on him.
I think it was knives and commemorative, what are those? Commemorative?
Commemorative something?
What word is that? Isn't that weird?
I hear it on infomercials all the time.
Yeah, the commemorative Dale Earnhardt plaque.
Yeah, but so, and then that problem would have never happened if we just shut that Uber driver off.
Yeah, so when I saw that Uber's got a new quiet mode, I thought like the radio would be off. There'd be like, there's like a curtain that you can pull.
No, there's radio.
I don't think it's like a privacy, like a, you know, there's no like privacy thing that goes up and down.
All right. The new quiet mode on Uber. Enjoy it, you guys. Roy did.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
All right, so Game of Thrones fans, if you were watching The View yesterday, I'm just going to go ahead and apologize. Because
are you spoiling it?
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
But I watched it yesterday. The Khaleesi dies.
It's fine. It's
Tuesday.
I would have said it yesterday.
It's
if
Tuesday.
If you didn't watch it live, then guess what? It's your problem.
Wow. I mean, you could have given a spoiler update. Like, hey, I'm about to say something just in case somebody has a DVR still and hasn't gotten to it, like producer Nicole.
I won't tell you who kills her. And I also won't tell you.
I will. No, I'm just kidding.
It's Jon Snow.
Hey!
It's not. I'm just joking.
Okay. Nicole, are you upset that he gave you a spoiler?
I'm not, because I already know, but I'm not. You know what? It's fine. Misery loves company.
You're not even that true of a fan.
If anybody calls to complain, put them through, because it's up. It's 72 hours. It's over.
Producer Nicole is more of a fan than I am.
No. Let me tell you why she's not a true fan. It's because you got home yesterday at 6 p.m. and you didn't watch Game of Thrones. You watched Criminal Minds.
Yes, because
a true
like,
fan would
you
watch.
Don't know this, but it takes a lot of your heart and soul to watch an episode, especially a series finale. So my heart wasn't ready.
I'm just saying, if it was a true fan, they would have immediately watched.
I mean,
go watch
Grey's Anatomy.
It's Grey's Anatomy.
No, the old one.
Oh, Roy's on season one of ER.
I love The West Wing. I'll watch that all damn day.
All right, what else is going on?
Well, I wanted to play the audio for you because it sounded a lot. So Meghan McCain, she spoiled something on Game of Thrones for the audience. And this is what happened after.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. If you're not watching these shows in real time, you are susceptible to spoilers.
Okay, and
quite honestly,
we're not going
to not talk.
I didn't watch. I don't think I've watched seasons 4 and 5, and I just kind of watched the recaps online because I knew I wanted to watch this season in real time with everyone else. Now, I'm not a diehard Game of Thrones fan. I'm more of a social Game of Thrones fan because everybody else is doing it. I felt like I needed to jump on the bandwagon.
It's fun to talk about.
Right. So, there's that.
Way to say, no, I'm not spoiling it, so don't turn your radio off. Somebody texted from 90.
Oh, my God.
It's over, people. Come on.
Well, now, let me ask you, Zen. I know we're derailing your dirty, and I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But, like, what about in the world of Netflix when they release all the episodes at once? You're telling me I can't talk about the entire season because I don't know. Come on.
You can watch a show. See, like, I can watch a show knowing what happens and just watch it play out. That's called watching a show. You're not watching it.
I love watching shows.
But when you binge watch something that's been out already, you're not watching it for the first time in real time. So therefore, all your spoiling rules are out the window.
I know, but I think you need a 3-day grace period just to say, you can still talk about it. You just have to say, hey, spoiler alert. If you have a DVR, turn down your radio.
No.
Okay.
Not with the Game of Thrones. It's all over the internet.
All right. So we got nothing done in this dirty except for Game of Thrones and Meghan McCain ruining it for her audience.
Well,
and I don't even think we're all in agreement on when you could spoil something.
No, I say 3 days. You say 24 hours.
48
hours.
I say none. You idiot should have watched it real time. That's what I say.
Yeah, if it's that big of a deal to you, you should be watching it by now. I'm sorry.
If you're a big fan, move your schedule around to watch it.
All right, that's your dirty.
And by the way, who doesn't know that the Khaleesi's going to die in that? The books are out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Guys, didn't everybody hate the way it ended anyway? Are we really ruining anything?
I don't know. Text messages are coming in. Direct messages are coming in. People are not happy. Someone from 704 said, I agree with Loren. It would have been nice to have a spoiler alert at least before I blurted that out.
Yeah. You've got to give people heads up.
I'm in the last week of my first trimester in pregnancy, and I'm having a super bad morning sickness.
Oh, no.
I've been waiting to have a good day to watch it. I've not been on social media. My husband does not mention Game of Thrones. Super disappointed with my favorite radio station. You know, I will have a strong talking to Roy.
You're the about one who what did he it. Did. You did it, you idiot.
I love Manny when he tries to stir the pot and, like, change the
yeah.
Head. Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad. She's pregnant. I'll massage your feet later.
Oh, I don't know, you guys. On the finale of Game of Thrones, I would be in a bubble if I didn't want to hear anything. And Loren was begging me yesterday to talk about it.
I know I was. And
I had to go through. We have some people that write stuff for the show. I had to go through all the stuff to make sure they didn't put any spoilers in there for you.
Yeah, I don't want the interns in our back office crew screwing it up for us.
I don't know. We get up really early, and I stayed up really late to watch it.
Yeah. The sacrifices need to be made. We just talked to someone off the air who goes, well, what about the people that don't have HBO? Well, I bought HBO specifically for Game of Thrones.
I know, but if you have HBO Go, I think you have to, right, Nicole? You
it's
have to
up
wait 24
now.
Hours?
It's up yeah. now.
Really? Because I had HBO Now, and it, which I don't know the difference between the two.
Go is the app. And HBO Now is like on Roku.
Oh, well, this is an app on my phone, and, it, and it showed up immediately.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Well, you know what? We have more important things to talk about. If you missed it yesterday around 7:20, we mentioned that the government is shutting down a very popular segment on the MRL show.
Evidently, it has been brought to our attention that the senseless survey is impeding the mission of the census for their 2020 recount. And I'm actually saying that word for word.
You're quoting an email that we got from Washington, D.C. from the Census Bureau.
And they called our bosses to yank it off the air and everything. It says the census survey impedes our mission when it raises questions about the legitimacy of our census employees and surveys and causes confusion with the public.
So many people giving us feedback about the census and how it's now suspended until further notice. Scotty says, really now, people? I know good and well that all people all over the world knew that this was a joke, especially if you do like you said on the air and call them back before it's aired, which Roy does. Let's see. Someone says, of course the census survey is a joke. I myself laughed during this segment, but there's a reason why it is illegal to impersonate a government official, Roy.
Yeah, but come on, it's satire. Like, if you're telling me that every time SNL does something about Donald Trump or any other government official,
right.
They get this type of information where they're saying, hey, you can't do that? Come on, it's comedy. Hey, how...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know what? Aren't the news always on your side? Isn't there some investigative reporter?
Jason Stujanki.
Jason Stujanki. Can't you look into this and figure out why they're trying to shut me up?
Somebody else sent a note that said, the world needs laughter and the government needs to relax and enjoy. Just let Roy do his thing. Come on now. Please bring it back. I love listening to it every morning and often think of how I would react if I ever got the call from Roy still waiting.
Listen, I don't know much about geopolitics, but I'm pretty sure whatever this Iran mess, maybe this will cheer people up. Maybe they'll laugh about it and we'll have world peace over the senseless survey.
Lily says, so if I'm reading the whole thing correctly, which, by the way, it is up at the MRL show. We have the actual email up there. You can go read it right now at the MRL show. Lily says, so if I'm reading it correctly, they're only asking you to discontinue it. They're not threatening you to stop or what penalties would be invoked if you don't stop. Well, we also don't want to mess with the government.
Well they're telling me to stop.
Discontinue it means, like, you got to stop.
Well, they want him to use different terms. We're working on it. We're working on it behind the scenes to bring it back, hopefully.
How do you do the senseless survey without saying senseless?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know what my next step is. I call it, hi, my name's Roy, calling from the Random Bureau.
And I got random questions for you.
They're going to hang up.
I know. Nobody's going to stay on for that. You have to coax them half the time anyway.
All right. Well, there you have it, you guys. Go check that out at the MRL show. Up next, another celebrity gives an awesome graduation speech, a commencement speech. This time it's a celebrity that we all know, and her speeches are always the best.
Well, I do have big breasts.
Whoa. Oprah. We'll get into it coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Main Roy and the Rim Morning Show with Kiss 95.1.
Oprah did a, she seems to do commencement speeches every year now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she got off TV and now her new job is just to do commencement speeches at colleges. But she was here either last year or the year before.
Yeah, I remember.
Where was she? She was at some
south of here, right?
Right around the corner at the JCC, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But she was at Colorado College and... Of course, last week, if you heard the show, we were kind of goofing about how commencement speeches always have, you know, those cliche sayings. The people that do the speeches are like, and remember, don't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
And the crowd's like, yeah, woo. Oprah kind of went down that road, but then she also pulled out something from her old show. Listen to this.
And here you are today. You made it. And I'm here to tell you that you're going to be more than okay. So take a deep breath with me right now. And repeat this. Okay. Everything is always working out for me.
Everything
I want to hear it. Oh. Everything
is always working out for me.
Because it is. And it has, and it will continue to be as you forge.
Now she's just saying words like they're like, give us 20 minutes.
You think so?
Listen to that sentence. Again, I'm not criticizing Oprah. I'm just saying commencement speeches are funny.
And it has, and it will continue to be as you forge and discover your own path. So I wrote The Path Made Clear. I'm going to save all my wisdom for the book.
Yeah, now she starts promoting her book.
Wait, oh my gosh.
It's a huge promotion of the book.
She uses the commencement speech to plug her book?
Not only does she do that, but she pulls a very Oprah move.
Yeah, listen.
And make sure you get one as you walk across the stage.
Whoa.
She just gave away books.
Meanwhile, the guy in Atlanta gave everybody free college.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm going to hand you the book. I'm not going to take a selfie.
Oh.
But somebody will be there to take the picture. What does that mean? That means that you get a book, and you get a book, and everybody gets a book.
Oh, my gosh. Man, she's pulling out the classics.
Congratulations, class of 2019.
There's so many things about that that's so funny to me. I cannot get over the fact she plugged her book. That's like if we did commencement speech and we're like,
listen to Kiss 95.1.
Not even that, though. It's like, listen, I'm not going to go up here and give you words of wisdom, but if you download the latest episode of the Manny Roy and the Rin Show podcast available on iTunes, you can listen to it there anytime, day or night. It's so weird. Oh, but you're right. Commencement speeches are so funny.
Yeah.
To you graduates of 2019, I say, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's practically what they're doing.
And I'm in a cap and gown, so it's now.
Hey, they got like 20 minutes to eat up there.
I know. It's like they do the cliche, like it's not the number of breaths we take, but the number of moments that take your breath.
Away.
And remember, it's not what you can do for your country. It's what your country can do for the graduates of 2019. See what I did there?
I changed it just a little.
You're going to get credit card companies knocking on your door. Avoid it like the plague.
And remember, it uses more muscles to frown than smile.
I'm just using all the cliches.
Let your hair down. Have fun.
Let your hair down.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Live
20
laugh,
minutes of cliches.
Love.
Yeah.
Live,
laugh,
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. When it rains, it pours. Thank you, class of 2019. Now go climb a tree, be dressed to kill, and don't judge a book by its cover.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, Loren, tell us about your friend.
I mean, you know my friends, but especially my friends in Florida. They give us, like, things to talk about all the time because they put me in these awful situations. And my girlfriend called me and told me that she wanted to go on a date with one of our mutual friends' ex-boyfriends.
And did she reach out to the mutual friend to ask if it was okay?
No, not yet.
Did you tell her to at least do that?
Well, I tried to wave her off altogether.
You don't think it's a good idea?
No, I think it's like the epitome of girl code. And I mean, there's just a couple things that like essentially come to my mind. Like, A, there's a chance that you'll lose a friend. B, there's a reason that she broke up with him in the first place. So you probably need to take that into consideration.
Yeah. And try to figure out, I mean, because now would this be different if the other friend cheated on him and then he actually did nothing wrong? Would that then be a different situation?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's like he's off, like he's uncharted territory. Like she's already been with him. Like you need to find someone else. Now, Fort Lauderdale, to their defense, is like it sounds like a big city, but it's a really small town. Like everybody knows everyone.
What about the fact, and we're going to jump on these phone calls here in a second. What about the fact that maybe she was with the wrong guy and he was with the wrong girl, and your friend and him might be a good match? So you're going to let girl code get in the way of a potential match in this day and age of dating where nobody can find the right person? We're going to let that come
between.
Okay,
but what are the odds that they're the right person for each other? Or they're just looking for a hookup?
Well, they knew each other, obviously, if they're mutual friends.
What about the whole when you date someone, you date their friends? And now the whole friend group hates this guy.
And now I'm going to have to pick sides because she's going to be mad at her. And I'm not going to be able to, like, I'm going to have to pick a side.
You know, at least you don't live in Florida.
All right, let's talk with Jennifer in Lincolnton. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi. So tell us what happened with your friend.
So I actually did not date my friend's ex. One of my friends dated my ex.
How did you feel about it?
I was actually really happy for them. But it is a little different. We became friends through my ex. And my ex and I only dated because everyone told us we should. And so we dated for like a month. We were never in love. And at the end of that month, it was the easiest breakup ever. We were just like, yeah, we're not romantic and it's fine. And they're still together and they've been together for like 4 years or something.
Okay, so you guys only dated a month though, and it was like a very mutual split. Like this wasn't A mutual split, and B, they were together for like a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, we were only together for like a month and it was literally the easiest split ever. We were in college, and he was like, do you want to wait until after exams so you won't be stressed out? And I was like, no, it's fine.
Hey, at least he asked. Thanks, Jennifer.
All right, this is Avery in Charlotte.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing really well. I tell me, you're currently dating your best friend's ex. How is that going on? I mean, what's the ramifications?
It sounds terrible on paper, and I actually met my boyfriend while he was beginning to date my best friend, and both of our friendships grew, you know, separately, and they broke up. And years down the road, I moved back to Charlotte and reconnected with my friend, who is now my boyfriend. And I was so terrified to tell my best friend. I mean, she's like a sister to me, but she actually wished me all the best, and I asked her for the permission to go on dates with him. And I mean, she's been my number one supporter through this whole relationship. It worked out really well. I couldn't imagine the amount of support that she was giving, and she wasn't offended by me starting to date my boyfriend. He actually had reached out to me and started pursuing me first. So I'm a huge proponent of the girl code, and it seems like you have to have the right situation
And
like
at least
that.
Ask your friend's permission.
I wish my friends were this mature, because this isn't how this is going to go down. The one friend is going to say, oh yeah, it's fine. And then it's going to start World War III down there.
Because
she's trying to be the big person, but she's going, like, we're all, I mean.
Then maybe she should say no. I'm not okay with that if she's not okay with it. Like, Avery, if your friend said no to you, I'm not okay with it, would you continue to pursue or let him pursue you?
No, and initially, she said it's okay, and I still, you know, pushed off, and it wasn't until she really told me that she had her I had her full permission that I really started pursuing it seriously. Wow.
So, but what, now what am I supposed to do? Go to the third party friend and be like, hey, this person wants to date your ex and get in the middle of it? I want you to tell her the truth?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, don't you all talk? I mean, when you're talking, just say like, hey, you need to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, but I don't want to get in the middle of that whole thing. What if I wait until it surfaces and then I'm like, are you really okay with it? I just don't want to be the pot stirrer. I hate being the pot stirrer.
Since when are you not into conflict?
I mean, you're the first one to literally knock down the door off of its hinges.
Oh, I know. But I'm very like a nurturing in my friend group. Like, I don't want any drama in the group.
Hey, Avery, how long were they broke up before? Like, how many months did they end it that you guys started it?
Oh, it was 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. Okay.
Yeah, they dated in college for about 6 to 8 months, and then it was, you know, four years down the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did just see a text message, though, that said, I dated a friend's ex and we're married for 12 years now. So that's inspiring.
We're going to jump onto a quick break here. We're going to come back in less than 5 minutes and talk to Kendra in Indian Trail. She says that there's a specific answer that because she's been through this. So she'll tell you, Loren, and the rest of us in five.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, Loren has a friend who wants to date another friend's ex.
Yes.
That's total girl code violation.
That's what I say. I really don't want to get involved, but I'm concerned for her.
Well, we just heard from someone who said that she's dating her friend's ex and things are working out all okay. All you have to do is just ask for permission.
I know, but I'm so afraid that this is going to be I don't care. You can date him. And then everyone blows up.
Well, we have Kendra and Indian Trail with the ultimate answer, the ruling on this. Kendra, what do you think?
I agree with Lauren. It's definitely breaking girl code. I recently went through this not too long ago, and the guy had been in my life off and on for like 15 years. And one of my best friends, she asked if it was okay, told her no. She said she wouldn't see him anymore, but she went behind my back and lied and still went and saw him. And now we're no longer friends. Why do you want floppy seconds, or why do you want to remember your best friend moved furniture with that person before? Kind of weird.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? And I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I'm married
Kendra.
Now, and if somebody came to me and was like, hey, can I date one of your exes that was my friend? I'd be like, no, that's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you stand in the way? Why would you guys stand in the way of your friend finding potentially finding happiness and love, though, even if it was with your ex? I'm just asking as a devil's advocate. Right?
See, because now you're going to make me
feel bad. Isn't that an interesting question, though?
Well, but if they're an ex, there's something that's going on. Something happened.
That's potential. So what Roy's saying is like you tell your friend he cheated, he's dirty, he doesn't shower, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Enough about
their relationship didn't end up working, so I told her it wouldn't work, so she should have saved her friendship of 20 years versus over a dude.
Yeah, and I kind of feel very much like-minded for you. So if it didn't work out with you, why would it, you know what I mean? Why would it work out with them?
I'm telling you as a friend, don't do it. Right? I mean, that's what you could say. I'm telling you as a friend here.
Yeah, I could say that.
I've known you longer than you knew him.
This doesn't end well.
Did Mimi just give me good advice?
Yeah, I'm just listening to everybody.
That's good because we already had a complaint on him this morning from a listener.
Oh,
so he's trying to.
People are mad at me for ruining the Game of Thrones thing, but I'm on the 48-hour rule. And I will say I didn't say spoiler alert. I just blurted out something earlier that happened.
It was very Megan McCain.
We called the listener to try to make it right, and she was legitimately mad. She was like, I'm going to pick a different radio station.
She's a teacher. She gave me an F.
She seriously did. It is bad.
Oh, man. We're having a good time this morning, aren't we, people? All right. What you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
Andy Cohen is upset because he wasn't invited to the Met Gala. I'll tell you why. He's got to come with someone else if he's going to go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Mamie's loving this story off the air, so we have to talk about it. But Kim Kardashian was unhappy with Jack in the Box, the fast food company. And she tweeted at them that she had a serious complaint. And for them to DM her.
Yes.
And they had, I guess, tweeted back at her like, hey, we can't, you know, we were unable to DM you. Who can we contact?
Yeah.
No word on what the drama was about, but people are saying that she's abusing her celebrity. And by saying, I'm not trying to call somebody out, you're really calling them out.
Kim Cart, Jack in the Box responded, hi, Kim, we're unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with you and someone in your team immediately so that we can make this right. Wendy says, who even goes there? You know, their official Twitter is funny. They go, but like, who even goes there?
Yeah.
Burger King said, with a speaker emoji, Jack in the Box to the principal's office. Carl's Jr. said, Psalm 520, thou shalt not go to Jack in the Box. You guys are funny. Twitter is the best.
Oh, man.
But it's good. You know what I mean? Like, Twitter can also suck, but right now you guys are good.
Yeah, you're having a personality. Thank you.
I love that Steak'em got in on it. Kim, why are you going to Jack in the Box? It's like, good try, Steak'em.
Yeah, I know. You tried.
You got to be funnier. You got to.
Hooters, not a good day to be Jack.
All right, so Andy Cohen was not invited to the Met Gala this year. And you may have noticed that, but the word is that the Vogue editor-in-chief says that he is not invited unless SJP can go. Unless his date, Sarah Jessica Parker, is able to go to the Met Ball with him, he is not invited.
I don't understand. Why is Sarah Jessica Parker his date?
Good question.
So they're like besties. And they go every single year together. But if she can't go, he's not invited.
She didn't go this year.
Plus one.
Oh, I'd be so irritated if I were.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it. Kendall Jenner, she says that she's keeping her relationship private. She says some things are very special and sacred. And her relationship with her friends and her actual relationships, she is keeping very private because she's young right now and she feels like relationships don't always, they're not always super certain.
Plus, my sisters handle that aspect for the family too. That's with their very public relationships.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of public relationships, Khloe Kardashian said that she's just not ready to date at this point. She did an interview and she said she's just very focused on True right now and she is like unconcerned with a dating life.
Good.
Yeah. Jessica Alba says that she stopped eating when she started out in Hollywood because she didn't want to be preyed upon by Hollywood men.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's really sad. She says that she is typically, like, pretty voluptuous and has a booty, but her family, like, told her not to wear a certain brand of jeans so that she wasn't the, like, prey in Hollywood. She said she literally stopped eating and made herself look like a boy so she didn't get the attention.
Jeez.
That's really sad.
It is.
But she is obviously telling her story now so that other people don't feel the same way.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
Let's play Cam Butler Marin, 704-570-9595.
She's on her way to 15 wins.
Watch 15 out. Wins. Calling out. Yeah. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Kaylin. Welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, all.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay, awesome.
All right, let's do it.
Throw her out of the studio so that we can get to the first question.
All right, Loren, time to get out.
I'm going, Caitlin.
Loren is walking out of the studio. The door's opening, and it is closed.
All right, this Kardashian says she was more hurt by her divorce from Lamar Odom than by her breakup with Tristan Thompson. Which Kardashian are we talking about?
Khloe.
Ed Sheeran is teasing yet another single that seems to be a collaboration. He just put out a collab called I Don't Care with this Canadian pop star.
Justin Bieber.
In a recent interview, Eva Mendez said that she and her man are having trouble teaching their daughter Spanish. Who is her man?
Oh, I have no clue.
All right, question four. After a three-year hiatus, this pop singer from Barbados is set to drop an album called R9.
I don't know that one either.
Question five. HBO's hit show Game of Thrones is officially over after how many seasons, Caitlin?
Seven.
Come on in, Loren. Yeah.
Come in. Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. She got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right, let's see how you do. Tough questions this morning.
Okay.
Here we go. This Kardashian says she was more hurt by her divorce from Lamar Odom than by her breakup with Tristan Thompson. Who are we talking about? Which Kardashian?
Khloe Kardashian.
That's one to one.
And Ed Sheeran is teasing yet another single that seems to be a collaboration. He just put out a collab called I Don't Care with this Canadian pop star.
Justin Bieber.
That's two to two.
And in a recent interview, Eva Mendez said that she and her man are having trouble teaching her daughter Spanish. Mm-hmm. Who is her man?
Ryan Gosling.
That is correct. That's currently, but they got that one wrong. It's three to two.
I can't look at Roy with his glasses on.
Roy's wearing glasses this morning.
Yeah, it doesn't give me headaches.
After a three-year hiatus, this pop singer from Barbados is set to drop an album called R9.
Rihanna. Did I say it right? Rihanna.
Sure, yeah. They did not get that one correct. It's four to two.
And HBO's hit show Game of Thrones is officially over after how many seasons?
Seven?
Six.
Dang
incorrect.
It.
No.
The
correct
is it eight?
It's eight. Don't worry, they got that wrong as well. Final score, 3-2. The Rain, you have 15 wins.
I told you, I missed two seasons in there, and I just watched the Cliff Notes online.
Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert. There's eight seasons of Game of Thrones.
All right, Caitlin, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I know. I'm Caitlin from Newton, and I just can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Caitlin.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You must hear this brand new War of the Roses. Imagine sitting at a graduation and the person sitting beside you is the cheater. Brand new War of the Roses comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jamie, you sent us an email and said that you think your boyfriend Mike is cheating on you over something that happened at his college graduation.
So I went to his graduation. It was out of town. I was doing a long distance thing, and I get there and I saw that he was talking to another woman who was not graduating, and it was just like a weird vibe when he saw me and she was there, but we didn't really get introduced, but we sat next to each other, and so I started talking to her, and I was asking her, how do you know him? And she was telling me, oh, we're just friends.
But you had never met her before, and I'd never met her.
Hmm. No, I'd never heard anything about her. He and I have been dating for 3 years, so I was like, oh. She was like, oh, really? That's interesting. So it's just like a weird conversation.
When you said you'd been dating him for 3 years, did you get any, like, weird reaction from her?
Sounds like it.
A little bit of a weird reaction.
Would you think that she was weird about the fact that he hasn't mentioned her, or do you think she was more weirded out at the fact that you're his girlfriend? Like, do you think that she thinks, like, is she his other girlfriend?
Right, did she go there as his girlfriend?
I mean, she was there as a friend, is what I was told.
I feel like if she was the other girlfriend, she would have said something at that point. Like, I'm sorry, what, like, his girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't, but... You know, I was trying to get more information from her, and it felt like she was sort of checking in on me, too, like asking me questions and all that. You know, and I was saying that, you know, we were doing a long distance thing, and, you know, I would visit him, he would visit me, that kind of thing. And we're at this graduation, so keep in mind, there's a limited number of tickets available for each graduate. He had four tickets.
Yeah, so who went?
So his mom and dad, me, and her.
Did they know her?
They didn't seem to know her. I've never heard of her, and they're apparently friends. And to give her a ticket to your graduation, and she accepts it?
Yeah.
He has a younger brother in high school, so because she was taking the ticket, his younger brother didn't come.
Was she? Did we find out, is she a student there?
No, she's not a student. She lives, like, 10 minutes off campus. She's not a student.
Okay, that's weird.
I was trying to figure out...
That's even weirder. Sorry. That the whole thing's even weirder. That there's now someone who's not even, that goes to this college, is friends with him.
Yeah, and just, wait, you know, I asked, how did you guys meet? You know, how do you know each other?
Tinder.
He helped her jumpstart her car, is what she said. And now she's coming to his college graduation?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't add up.
Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that note, okay?
Okay.
That says a lot. All right, we'll see what we can get out of him.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mike, please.
Who's this?
Hi, Mike. This is Christina from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because we have your name as the winner of our Text to Win contest. One of your friends gave us your number in a text message, and we randomly selected it to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. All that we ask in return is that you tell someone about our services.
I just won free roses?
Yes.
Where do I have to go to pick them up?
We actually send them for you. There's no delivery charge. We just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to, and then I'll get all their information at the end.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind? They're romantic roses. They're very beautiful.
Let's go with Paige.
Okay. And I have a card to go with Paige's flowers. What would you like to put on Paige's card?
Let's say this might be so long, but it's definitely not goodbye. Keep in touch.
Sounds like a little inside story there.
Hey, Jamie, is Paige the girl that you sat next to at the graduation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that clears what? Up that.
Mike? Your girlfriend Jamie is on the phone. You're on War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Okay, but I'm not cheating, so.
Mike, you just sent romantic flowers to someone that's not your girlfriend.
That's typically the telltale sign.
Yeah, they're just flowers. I will buy you flowers.
No, you're missing the point.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about your note for a second, because it's. It's not goodbye, but it's not
so long, but right. It's goodbye. I mean, it sounds like a graduation speech.
I saw it on a movie. It's like not even a thing. Like, we're just friends. That's it.
Why doesn't Jamie know anything about Paige? Why was the first time they met and you didn't even give her a heads up to say, hey, she's going to be sitting next to you at the graduation? Bro, that's weird.
Why is that weird? Jamie's going to be sitting next to a friend of mine. That's not like a thing that I need to warn her about.
Because you've been together for 3 years, and Jamie has no clue who this friend is.
Jamie doesn't live here. Why? That's not like a conversation that just comes up. Like, we're just not talking, and I bring up, like, hey, here's all of my good friends and what they do with their lives, and here's all this. Like, that's ridiculous. Also, if you guys think I'm cheating on Jamie with Paige, why would I invite her to the graduation?
Well, we couldn't figure that out either. We thought maybe
yeah, I can't figure that out either.
Jamie, what are we going to do here? I mean, it really matters what you think. You hear us. We're dumbfounded by the whole thing.
It still seems so weird to me, but Mike, I love you, and I want to believe you, and you're sort of convincing me that there's nothing going on, but you sent her romantic flowers, and I think I need more info. I think I need to talk to her before I make before I figure out, you know, so I can see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Go talk to her then.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We got your chance to win $100, 5 seconds to cash, 12 noon with Cameron. Make sure you stop on by the midday show.
As if we didn't have enough of controversy based on yesterday when we told you that the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Reached out and told us that they're shutting down a segment on our show.
Yes.
Or they're asking us to. The Senseless Survey, which you hear on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:20 and 8:20.
Yeah, nobody knows what to do with this one.
Nobody knows what to think of the War of the Roses that we just had. And if you missed it, you can go listen to it on our podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. Everyone should have that app on the phone. It's free. And you can hear that war and other wars in their entirety.
Somebody texted in and said, this is the first war. I have no idea what to think.
Typically it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, the whole point of War of the Roses, if you're new to the radio family and you're just catching on to this, War of the Roses is a segment that when he sends the flowers or she sends the flowers, it's supposed to be to your loved one because it's a romantic package.
We stress that.
It's romantic. And if they don't send it to your loved one, then there's a good chance they're cheating. Well, in this case, he didn't send it to his loved one, but now everyone's like...
Yeah, he sent it to a woman who he met while in college who lives close to campus but doesn't go there. And that woman sat next to his girlfriend, Jamie. So Mike had this woman there but didn't introduce the woman to Jamie when Jamie arrived for the graduation. And here's what he said about that. Why doesn't Jamie know anything about Paige? Why was the first time they met? And you didn't even give her a heads up to say, hey, she's going to be sitting next to you at the graduation? Bro, that's weird.
Why is that weird? Jamie's going to be sitting next to a friend of mine. That's not like a thing that I need to warn her about.
And that's true, quite honestly.
I know, but a female friend...
Just because she's a female, you have to... Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't, you tell us, Loren.
Like, I don't... listening back to it, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that I would be like... hey, Dallas, my friend Justin's going to be at my graduation. Like, just so you know, you're going to be sitting next to him.
Let's talk with Melissa and Charlotte. What do you think about all this?
So, I don't believe him at all. Because, like, I've been dating my boyfriend for a little bit over a year. And so that's a short amount of time compared to their 3 years. But, like, him and I know everybody that's in our lives. Like,
are you long distance?
No, we live like 5 minutes away from each other. But I have done long distance relationships. Like, I had a long distance relationship a long time ago for 3 years. And like any relationship I've had, I've always been open about like, hey, this is my new friend I met at work, or like, this is just like one of my friends. And so like, I feel like he was making it seem like it was like a control thing that he has to tell her. But it's like, that's just a normal relationship thing. Like, you guys know who's a part of your life and who isn't. And especially for a graduation, like, grandma, your brother, your sister goes to graduation, but not just some random girl that you've never heard of.
And Melissa, we mentioned this before, but we record these War of the Roses, and we have to edit them down, you know, to put on the radio, right? And one of the things he did say in there was that his brother was unable to go because we asked him that. We go, if she wasn't that important to you in your life or there's nothing going on, then why was she the fourth? Well, my brother was doing track in high school down here in Charlotte and couldn't make the graduation, he said. So, but his parents were there, and we asked.
I feel like she could have maybe invited, like, because they were together for 3 years. Maybe she could have invited one of her parents or something like. Just somebody that's a part of the circle and not just some random person. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird.
Right. Mentioned, thanks, like, Melissa. Hey, I have an extra ticket.
You know, and if I was inviting a friend to something like that, I think I would tell my significant other, hey, by the way, I'm inviting a friend. Make them feel comfortable, you know, if they need, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That person, my friend's probably going to feel a bit uncomfortable being near all my family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's take them to a good restaurant up here. Let's do something. Yes, Roy, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just seems weird that there's this secrecy.
Yeah. You say something like, hey, Jamie, this is Paige. Paige has been so awesome. She let me use her laundry room when you know, I didn't have
the
change.
Yeah, but he wasn't there to introduce them either.
Yeah,
he's backstage.
She said that they were talking when Jamie walked in, they were talking to each other.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's because you even said, well, did he introduce you? No.
I mean, it's just so weird.
And we said, was she wearing a cap and gown? And she said no. We were like, well, that's even weirder.
Jonathan and Charlotte, what would you like to say about this War of the Roses?
I mean, the situation is weird nonetheless. However, I mean, why would he invite a girl to sit beside his girlfriend?
That's what I
think. That doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not condoning him cheating on his girlfriend, and God forbid that he is, but I would hope he's not dumb enough to do that. Like,
But sometimes the criminal is right under your nose, as the inspector says.
Yeah, but that's the criminal's doing. I mean, why would he set himself up like that? Yeah.
That's what I think,
thanks,
too.
John.
Christy from Kannapolis just texted in and said it might be an ex-girlfriend that he didn't want her to know about.
Well, here's the good news, you guys. Jamie has agreed to come on with us with a full update. She has spoken with him. The last we heard, she was going to reach out to this woman, Paige, and get the scoop from Paige. So we're going to find out tomorrow morning if you could tell your Siri to remind you to turn on Kiss 95.1. I would say 7:45. We're going to air it around 7:50-ish, but at least give yourself a little heads up. We'll have Jamie on tomorrow with an update, Roy, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
I'm excited to hear what she thinks about all this.
I'm with you guys. I don't know which way to go on this. I wouldn't be surprised one way or another. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Are you leaning one way?
Yes, I am. I think for sure he's a cheater.
You for sure?
Yes.
Wow. See, I'm not sure about anything.
I think there's too much smoke. There's too much weird stuff. And whatever there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay. All right. So we'll have that update for you at 7:50. You can keep the conversation going, though. You can text us, 704-570-9595. A couple people are on hold. We'll talk to you during the break. Lorraine, what do you got coming up?
So Johnny Depp, he has got one heck of an IOU list to the tune of $250,000 plus. I'll tell you who he owes so much money to coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Johnny Depp has one heck of an IOU. His former lawyers are saying that he racked up a bill of $500,000 and he still owes them $350,000.
What are you doing?
For representing him. From 2017 to 2019, and now the actor is being sued for the remaining amount.
Mr. Depp, how do you plead?
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly.
Honestly.
All right.
Ed Sheeran's fans are really excited. He just gave us new music with Justin Bieber, and it looks like we're getting another single very soon. He took to Instagram to tease a new track called Cross Me, and it will feature two guest artists. So we're excited to see who will be on that track. Sia was at Kanye West's Sunday service, and she showed up without her famous signature face covering wig, and she performed Elastic Heart. So, you know, people were really excited about that.
Yeah.
Celine Dion, one of our favorites, she was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. You got it?
Baby shark doo 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 doo. Baby shark doo 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 doo. Baby shark doo 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 doo.
That's his thing, man. He's making a fortune off of Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, she did all her hits on Carpool Karaoke, too. What Lauren likes?
Yes, what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody go out and buy immediately, what does Lauren like?
Do we need the violins or do we need the regular What Lauren Likes music?
Oh, I don't know. You decide.
Okay. Right.
It's makeup for your legs.
That's normal.
Okay. So if you're going out this summer and you're like, I don't know, I'm just not, my legs don't look great without, you know, maybe I have a bruise or some spider veins or something like that. Now there's the leg makeup that comes in an aerosol can. You just spray it on your legs so you don't have to mess with all the makeup.
Yeah, who's getting this and being coy about it?
Roy is
getting it for sure. That is so right up your alley for really some reason.
I did a self-tanner not too long ago, and Roy went out and got it. And
I love it.
It was it's an aerosol, too. It's really easy, or so I thought, until Roy used it, and there were, like, big, like,
here's
spots
the thing.
It was like
applying. It was like applying sunblock. You miss spots.
Here's the thing. When you're a bit of a bigger guy, you can't reach all the areas.
Have your
boyfriend or Loren help you.
All right.
If you put your arm up, you can spray your whole arm.
We'll go in the bathroom later.
Okay. No more spots, okay, buddy?
Right. Find that and other things that Loren likes up on the website, kiss951.com, or just use the Kiss95.1 app. Go from there. People weren't happy with the way the show started this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You did something that was awful.
I did something that made a couple people mad, but I felt like 48 hours was the amount of time that we could. Now Game of Thrones is on the table. It's good. You've had 48 hours, 2 days to watch the show.
But why is one listener saying that she'll never listen to us again? Talk about that coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There was a listener, a member of the radio family, who made it very clear that she's having to part ways because of Manny.
And this is not like us being dramatic. She is so mad at Manny.
To the point that we called her to confirm that there wasn't like a joking text that we got. And Lorraine and I can both say as witnesses, she's done.
Yeah.
She's mad.
I know.
No, they all say that. Then they all come back.
See, you apologize to her, and then you say that, yeah. And it's like...
You're too conky. You know what?
Conky?
Cocky.
I thought you said conky.
No, you're not conky. You're cocky. And I hope we lose the listener now because of your cockiness. How about that?
In fact, Roy and Loren are telling you to please, for your sake, stop listening.
I'll get fired.
There's no way that we can do a show... almost 365 days out of the year.
And make everybody happy.
That's right, Roy. And the big thing is owning up to it. But I also am firm with what I believe. And I believe, by the way, she's mad because I gave away something, a spoiler from Game of Thrones, early this morning. But I believe that after 48 hours, your spoilers should be off the table, especially for a series finale. Like, we've got to talk.
I know. I think you can talk about it. You just have to say, hey, spoiler alert. Like, if you have this on your DVR and you want to watch it still, like, turn down your radio. We are going to talk about it. Yeah. But you didn't do that. You just hit her with the...
Would you guys talk about the stupid show that I hate, The Bachelor?
Yeah.
You guys always do the whole spoiler crap thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just let you know, kid, you didn't hear.
Yeah.
But you didn't do it. You blurted out the big spoiler.
And it was a big moment that you blurted out.
Because it's now, you had 2 nights to watch it. You could have watched it on Sunday night. You could have watched it last night. That's my rule. It's like you had 2 nights to catch it. I wouldn't have done that yesterday because that's one night. That's not fair.
Because you didn't watch it yet. That's why.
But hey, also, I wouldn't have. Even this whole season, I didn't say anything until Tuesday, Loren. You know that. Like, you would talk about it on Monday we would embargo it. But the truth is, if you're as big a fan as you say you are, what stopped you from watching the finale?
Because you had two days.
Well, I can say this, like, wholeheartedly, a lot of people aren't ready for it to be over yet either. So they're, like, kind of putting it off a little bit.
704-570-9595. Jump on the phone real quick. Nicole, see if you can find, like, one or two people that what did you, and I won't spoil anything, but what did you have to do that you didn't watch the finale of Game of Thrones? Like, what was more important?
And you're a
fan of
the
concert. I went to see the 1975 at the Uptown Amphitheater. I went to Waxaw, where I live, got home at 11, watched the first 30 minutes of it. That's how much of a fan I am. I fell asleep, but I tried. That's a true fan, Roy.
Sounds like it. 704-570-9595.
Or just someone with a lot of time on their hands. Either a real fan or just someone that enjoys TV too much. And then we have another follow-up question that we want to ask you, too, which I know Roy has done this, Loren. And it's pretty interesting, and that is, what show did you start, but you never finished watching it, and you have no idea how it ended?
Oh, I fall off shows all the time.
I do. I really do. I fell off of The Big Bang Theory. I watched it religiously from, like, 2007, probably up until 2014, 15, kind of when I first moved to Charlotte, 2014, I just quit watching it.
I think the only TV show that I've ever hung in through the whole thing was Scandal, like from start to finish.
And you remember, they bored me and I jumped off. And you had to pull me back on.
Well, I mean, but you could Google and find out how the show ends. I had to do that for Mad Men. I watched most of Mad Men, but I didn't see like the last 4 episodes. And then finally I Googled it and I was like, oh, that's how it ends? And then I watched the ending on YouTube.
I think they cancel half the stuff that I like anyway. Honestly. Yeah.
Let's talk with Natalie in Fort Mill. Hey, Natalie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Welcome to the show.
So you're a fan of Game of Thrones?
Very big fan. I just don't have HBO, so a friend takes it for me, and I have my kids every other week, so I can't watch the finale until this coming weekend.
So how do you avoid everything? Because everything on social media is talking about it. It's all over Insta, Twitter, Facebook. We're talking about it. How do you hide from it?
I kind of scan really quickly through Facebook, and thankfully I turned on the radio this morning and heard Manny talking about it and quickly turned off my radio for about 5 minutes just to make sure I didn't catch it.
Oh, you beat that. You beat my... The teacher didn't.
And she I heard you say yesterday that you were going to watch it last night. So the minute I heard Game of Thrones, I turned it off real fast.
Yeah,
good. Yeah. Okay. Do you know anything about the, like, did you read any?
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm just saying, did you read, like, whether people are happy with it or sad with it? Or do you even not even know that?
I did see quickly that tons of people weren't happy about it, but a lot of people on Facebook I saw didn't let anything about it.
Yeah.
And I'm more interested to see it, to see why people were disappointed, but I can't see until this weekend. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Natalie. No spoiler there. A couple more people are on hold. We want to know why you didn't watch Game of Thrones if you're such a big fan. And by the way, I love Natalie. I love that she listens to the show, obviously. But, like, if you're such a huge fan, don't you go to that friend's house to watch it? I mean, I guess people have things in their lives like kids. They can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
kids are...
Maybe they want to watch it with somebody specifically.
Man, I'd find an illegal site. I would do whatever I could. I'd be on notrealhbo.edk.
Some Chinese website.
Yeah, where they're taking all my info, and now there's a Steve Maney in China. But hey, I got to watch my Game of Thrones. All right, so the question is, why didn't you watch Game of Thrones if you're a huge fan? And then the follow-up that we want to know is...
Yeah, did you ever start something and never finish it, and you have no clue how it ends? Give us a phone call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What show did you start watching and you never finished it and you have no idea how it ends?
I bet a lot of people will say Lost.
Yeah.
I think I watched Lost, Roy. Good call. And I couldn't explain the ending. Yeah. You're right. Oh, that show started off so well. Same with Heroes on HBO. Heroes had this show where you, like, four people had superpowers. By the end of it, 28 people had superpowers.
You remember Under the Dome?
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good show that, like, I don't know how it ended. I got off of it.
What about, let's say hi to Kristen in Mooresville.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you guys?
What did you never finish?
Prison Break. Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember.
First of all, longest series ever.
That is true. I was watching like an old 90210 episode on tape, you know, on VHS, and it was like a Prison Break commercial.
Yeah.
That and
so
Bones.
I just kept taking all these turns, and then I don't know if I just got disinterested at the end, but I think I missed like the last four episodes. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
It's so funny that you're so invested in the show. You lasted so many seasons with four episodes to go, and you're like, meh.
Yes. I know.
And all you have to do is Google it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm actually, now you guys have inspired me to go watch it today.
Oh,
so.
See, there you go. We won't ruin it for you.
You're welcome, Fox.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen. 704-570-9595. There's got to be a bunch out there. We want to hear from you. What show did you start watching you were totally invested in? You never finished it, and you couldn't tell us how it ended.
704 said Breaking Bad. I have no clue how it actually ends.
See, I never started it.
I only made it through like the first seven episodes and then I fell off because everyone hyped it up so much. And I think if I had gone into it expecting nothing, I would have been into it.
Sure.
But like everyone made it sound like the best show ever.
I'm going to say a spoiler about Breaking Bad and I'm not sure 100%, but I think I know what happened. So if you don't want to hear it, turn down your radio. Okay. Doesn't Walter White die? I think that's what happened.
No, he has cancer.
I don't think so because
I thought he died.
I thought he was upset about not getting the movie role. If he's dead, how can he get a movie role?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What movie role?
They were recreating a movie about
him. Oh, in the show?
Talks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of making the TV show a movie.
Okay.
What was the TV show about the attorney that everybody loved? The crook attorney?
The crooked attorney?
Yeah, like the crook.
Wait, the one that my grandmother watched? Murder, She Wrote?
No, Angela Lansbury. Matlock, okay? That's what I was thinking.
One Tree Hill, Sons of Anarchy. These are all ones coming in. I don't even know what The Rain is.
Does anyone know if Roscoe Pico Train ever caught the Duke boys and put them in jail finally?
Oh,
I never saw the end of that.
Dude, in 1915, I was watching Little House on the Prairie. I don't know how that ends.
Does Flipper free himself in the show Flipper? Does Marilyn on the Munsters ever get a date? I have no idea. I never watched. What else are people texting us?
Let's see. Oh, Better Call Saul is coming in too.
Oh, I think that's maybe it.
That's the spinoff.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Suits, Once Upon a Time, True Blood.
Suits, that's a good show.
I tried to get in on True Blood.
How did... what about Desperate Housewives? That was so huge.
Yeah,
I fell off that.
Big.
Same with Nip Tuck.
I loved Nip Tuck.
Did you finish it?
I think I did.
I fell off of it.
There was incest, and I got out.
Yeah, I think I finished Nip Tuck.
Get this. I don't think I was allowed to, because I was a
young
kid.
Young, yeah.
I was young for Nip Tuck. I don't think I was allowed to watch it at first because it had the word nip in it. I don't think my parents liked the title of this.
I don't think they meant that way. You know, a little nip here, a little tuck there.
How to Get Away with Murder. I think is that still around? It's still around.
Yeah, it's still
right?
on. It's really good. I love that
24.
Show.
I loved 24.
Let's talk with Danielle in South Carolina.
Hey, guys.
What show did you start, but you have no idea how it ended?
Vampire Diaries.
MTV, right?
No, CW,
oh,
maybe?
CW, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were you invested in that?
5 seasons.
And then how many episodes did you miss?
The last 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's hard.
I got to a certain point, and I didn't like what happened, so I just stopped watching. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Interesting. That's how I felt about that show, Heroes. I was all in, and I wanted it to be so good. And mm-hmm.
I was all in
down.
On
Thanks, Danielle.
Third Watch. Remember that from the early 2000s? And I have no clue what happened with that. No yeah. clue.
But see, like a show like SVU and Law and Order or whatever they are, those shows
they're
that are
easy
on
to
CBS,
come in and out of.
Because
yeah.
they're not connect, like
right.
the characters just come and go, but each episode is different.
Right. Yeah.
There's no time. All right, we got to jump into the Bridezilla Chronicles coming up after 9. A new Bridezilla.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Well, wedding season is in full bloom, and the Bridezillas are out. However, I found this article online, and I'm not even mad at this bride. I think she has every right to be a Bridezilla.
Really? Okay.
Yes. She says, that's it. I'm wedding shaming. I'm going on the internet to air out my grievances with a guest who brought 10 Tupperware containers to my wedding in order to bring leftovers home.
Oh, that's so bad.
She filled up 7 containers with food, a container of cookies, some beer, and took most of the centerpieces.
Yeah. You know, though,
oh my God.
I have family just like this.
What?
Just like it.
I would kick you straight out of my wedding.
I mean, it'd be nothing for us to have a cookout at Momo's, and the food would be gone because...
That's a cookout, Roy.
Well, you think that doesn't translate over to a wedding. You got to meet my family.
It's very easy to see a wedding break out at any one of Roy's family cookouts.
She said, the bride said that the guests in question weren't even originally invited.
Yeah, that it gets worse.
Yeah, that her dad's friend asked if he could bring his daughter and her husband.
And let me tell you the move that my family would do about these leftovers. It would be a sad story attached to each plate. It'd be like, you know, Uncle Kenny's neighbor, Deborah. Yeah, she's been diagnosed with something, but they don't know what it is. And she keeps having to go to the hospital 3 times a week. So I'm going to get her a little plate of macaroni and cheese.
Was it going to Deborah's house at all, or was that just the story?
I don't know, because they would take home so much food. But then it'd be like a sad story. It'd be like, you know, Walter, he got let go over at the job. He don't have enough money. I'm going to take him a little plate of food. Maybe that'll cheer him up a little bit.
Guys.
And it'll be awful stories attached to each to-go plate.
It gets worse.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it does?
Yeah. She says that she was even more outraged because the woman isn't, she's not hurting. It's not like she needed the food. She's probably better off than the bride is as far as being well off. And she said when they opened their gift from the woman, it was just $5.
You know what? Now I feel sad. Clearly, the girl's going through some hard times, and she probably needs the food for her own house.
No, she's saying that the bride is saying that this woman is more well off than the bride is.
How does she know, though? How? Like, you could look at me and think that I'm well off, and I'm sitting over here with 2 jobs. You know what I'm saying? You don't know people's life. I feel bad.
I want to get back to Roy's thing. I like that they, if you want to take leftovers from Roy's barbecue, your leftover plate has to come with the story.
It does, man. And it's always like not directly connected. It's like, you know, Preacher Woods. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, the front, the person that does the bays. Yeah. Her name's Vicky. You won't believe she lost her toe last month.
Lost it to a piranha.
And you're like, what? And you're thinking maybe there was an accident. Be like, no, she's diabetic, but I got a big slice of cake. I'm going to bring on over.
I was just going to say, how do you explain the container of cookies and the beer?
Yeah, the beer and the cookies.
Yeah.
That woman, that bride has the right to be like 7 containers.
Yeah.
Because there's tons of parties and tons of weddings that have leftovers, and you're like, take them, please, take them. Yeah. I'm going to grab you remember Hubert, right? Down at the old hardware store. I'm going to grab him a plate. He ain't doing so well. Oh, really? What happened? And God, well, they got the new order of bear traps in, and his new coworker left the bear trap open, and old Hubert got his got himself caught in it. Got himself caught in it, and well, he's still stuck in there. So the least we can do is bring him some food.
I mean, it's the stupidest stories they'd come up with. I'm not kidding, and it's always like three levels far from you of people.
Okay,
and that's just.
Roy, if you don't mind, I'm going to take these two hot dogs and a hamburger here and some of that slaw.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure. Please, help yourself.
You remember Aunt Denise?
Yeah, Aunt Denise.
Yeah, well, her neighbor, Hazel, has a sister, Henrietta.
Right.
He ain't doing so well.
What's going on with Henrietta?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. They got a dog. They had a dog outside, and, well, the dog came over and ate her food.
Oh, no.
So she ain't eating in 2 days.
So you need to give her food because the dog's in food.
We're going to put the dog in the dog pen and feed her, if you don't mind.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
See, I think it's more crucial than that. Oh, really? Ask me what happened.
What happened?
She got run over by a truck.
I'm not going to lie. It is like the most disturbing story.
And like the last thing that they want to do is eat. Yeah. Like like you know, if you get run over by a truck, you're going to be being fed through a tube for a little while until you get fixed, right?
We're going to put it in a blender for her.
We're bringing her a hot dog and a hamburger.
Yeah, we'll blend it up.
Yeah, she got attacked by a bear. Maybe you saw it on the news, but she's hungry as heck.
Yeah. And I remember one specific story where you're like, when you even thought about that, you're like, I don't even remember seeing that on the news.
That's and newsworthy.
And it sounded newsworthy. One of the stories, this is no lie, I'm telling the truth. She goes, well, you remember Rusty, the one that lived at the bottom of Springfield? Yeah, I remember Rusty. You won't believe, but his daughter, Amber's missing. And I'm like, she's
what?
Nine. That sounds like an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would know about that.
Well, his favorite thing is strawberry shortcake, so I'm going to bring him some.
Like,
honey,
what?
Quiet.
Well, like, honey, you haven't seen him in five.
I'm going to bring it to make him feel a little better. Shouldn't he be looking for his kid?
Right? Not eating strawberry shortcake from the leftovers from a house he's never heard of? I'm not good. That was true story, man. That's awesome.
Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.